WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville city officials met behind closed doors Wednesday, and afterward, Mayor Mike Signer apologized. We'll find out why. Virginia rescue crews are headed to Texas to help with the flooding from Harvey. And Senator Tim Kaine calls the questions over the future of the DACA program for Dreamers an existential crisis. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 31st. Good morning.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Charlottesville City Council members met behind closed doors on Wednesday afternoon, and afterward, Mayor Mike Signer apologized. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has more.
City Council called for a special meeting regarding the performance and discipline of an elected official on Wednesday. This followed a controversial Facebook post by Mayor Mike Signer pointing fingers at City Manager Maurice Jones and Chief of Police Al Thomas on the organization of the alt-right rally. It was later confirmed that the mayor was at the heart of this closed session when, after more than 3 hours, he came out and read a public apology.
In the deeply troubling and traumatizing recent weeks, I've taken several actions as mayor and made several communications that have been inconsistent with the collaboration required by our system of governance and that overstepped the bounds of my role as mayor, for which I apologize to my colleagues and the people of Charlottesville. I will be committing to the following four protocols the rest of the year. I'll meet with senior staff only with another councilor present. I will be more mindful of the time of the council clerk and the assistant clerk. I will work with my colleagues to ensure that council meetings going forward reflect shared leadership. And I will not make public pronouncements or announcements as mayor without working with my colleagues.
City Council members accepted his apology and affirmed their support. But the mayor will have a diminished part during the last 4 months of his term. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
Meanwhile, a group of Charlottesville officials and business leaders are planning a publicity campaign designed to repair the city's image after this month's deadly white supremacist rally. The Daily Progress reports the campaign will include ads and a social media hashtag aimed at spreading the message that Charlottesville, quote, stands for love. Susan Payne of the Blue Ridge Group Advertising Agency is on the campaign committee. She says the goal is, quote, to take the bad images of Charlottesville we've all seen and replace them with good images in the newspapers. She says many businesses are suffering as a result of the violent events that rocked the city on August 12th. A woman was killed when a car ran into a group of people protesting the rally, and at least 19 others were injured during clashes. Senator Tim Kaine is hearing from immigrants and advocates about what might happen to people in Virginia if deferred action for childhood arrivals is rescinded. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Giancarla arrived from Bolivia about a decade ago to reunite with her parents. She enrolled at Northern Virginia Community College the same year that President Barack Obama announced deferred action for childhood arrivals, known as DACA. That allowed her to stay in the country despite her immigration status. Now the Trump administration is considering rescinding DACA, and she's worried about her own future, but she's also worried about what will happen to her sister.
She's a high school senior and she wants to go to college. She is preparing for her essays, and last night she gave me a call. She was crying. She said, I'm scared. I'm scared of what's about to happen.
Kaine was at Northern Virginia Community College this week to listen to dreamers and advocates.
I think a decision that would go back on DACA is a betrayal to them, but I think, you know, aun importante, va a causar daño a nuestra economía. It hurts society. It hurts these individuals, certainly, and that's why I want to hear their individual stories.
The senator calls the debate over DACA an existential crisis for the country. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.
Governor Terry McAuliffe says Virginia is sending 7 helicopters and 40 members of the Virginia National Guard to Texas to help with the response to Hurricane Harvey. McAuliffe said Wednesday the personnel and equipment would be leaving Thursday morning. The governor said Virginia is willing to provide any help that is requested and noted that Virginia's Hampton Roads area is particularly vulnerable to flooding. Members of Fairfax County's elite urban search and rescue team, also known as Task Force 1, have already arrived in Texas to help. Also, gasoline prices are going up in Virginia as the result of Harvey, in some cases dramatically. Charles Fishburne with partner station WCVE reports.
Prices in Virginia averaged $2.16 a gallon, but rising.
We're actually expecting gasoline to continue to slowly rise in Virginia, probably as much as 2 to 3 cents a day.
Georgine Blumling, AAA Tidewater, predicts that will continue for a couple of weeks, maxing out about 20 cents a gallon more, unless damage is more severe than anticipated. Nevertheless, it should be much less than the 80 cent a gallon increase following Katrina.
Katrina was a much larger disaster as far as the refineries were concerned.
In addition, there is a 100 million barrel supply of crude in the pipes and a large strategic reserve. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.